And a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He said, I guess I must have
rolled over in bed.
And the things you put on the horse's feet are called the
shoes.
What do you call a game you play with those?
Playing horseshoes.
Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes? What's it called then?
I've forgotten that. Been so long since I've seen him play with rings.
What's the part of the horse's foot you put the shoe on?
Bottom.
Uh-huh.
On the bottom outside hoop.
And before you shoe him, you have to trim all of his...
Make his foot smooth so it'll fit.
Uh-huh. You trim all the...
Rough off it.
Off of
it. Got to cut the feet down short, put mm-hmm. you know.
The part that you cut or is called the...
Hoof.
And then all a horse has four what?
Four hoofs.
And the male is called the...
Stallion.
Was that word all right to use?
Yeah, that's all the way I ever call them.
What do you call the male that's used just for breeding?
Stud horse.
How does that sound?
I don't like it. I love to have a stallion.
What do you call the female?
Mare.
That sounded okay?
Pony, either one, don't make much difference.
Mm-hmm. Pony and mare is the same thing? And the male sheep is called the...
Ram.
What's the female?
A ewe.
And what do people raise sheep for?
For the wool and the heat.
Did y'all?
A lot of people eat them.
Did you ever raise sheep? The animals that you get pork from are called?
Hogs.
When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
What about when they get a little older?
Shoats.
What size is a shoat?
You run 30, 40, 50 pounds. From 30 pounds on up, he's a pig till he gets 30 pounds.
Uh-huh. What do you call the female?
Sow.
What if she's never had pigs? She's a?
A gift.
And the male is called a?
A boar.
Was that word all right to use?
Yeah, I guess that's about all I ever heard. They had we studied in history one time about a wild boars in some country or another.
Uh-huh.
And had teeth long. I've seen them over here in Marsh Toe Bottom with teeth that long.
What do you call those teeth?
Tushes. The other one stuck away up above his nose, and the other one, upper one stuck down below his jaw.
Mm.
They locked over one another. One of them happened to throw his head sideways, hit you with it, fit you wide open.
Mm. If he hit you with one of
them teeth as sharp as spikes.
Mm. What's this hair that they get on their backs?
Bristles.
What would you call the kind of wild hogs that you have around here? The skinny ones with the long snout?
Razorbacks.
Uh-huh. And if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Castrate.
Any other way of saying that?
Work on him, I guess.
Then what would you call him?
Bar.
Would you still call him a bar if you had castrated him after he was full grown?
Yeah.
What about a stag?
A stag is one that you have to operate on it from the inside.
Doesn't matter what size he is? Mm-hmm.
My daddy used to, that's all he followed a lot. I was operating on stock horses.
Mm-hmm.
And hogs and such like, and I've seen him operate on, get them out of them, the seed out of their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Cut a hole in them, work them out of that. Some of them have called them rigs, horses. They call them old rigs.
Mm-hmm. Would they have to do that to the horse?
Yeah. Him and another, there's another fella gonna work on a man's horse for a month, and